show is not about technology, but how to make you successful. Today, we're talking about Ferrari. Why? Because Ferraris are sweet cars. And if Ferrari ever wants to get into the podcast advertising business and want to ship over a Ferrari to Hawaii, I'd be more than happy to be their sponsor. Wink. Before we get into that, go to crosspolitic.com, become a member, get great benefits, get discounts on merch, get exclusive content put out by the Cross Politic guys. You will be blessed. Help us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com or find me on Twitter and Instagram at howtobuildatent. Thank you for sharing the show, for reaching out to me. I love talking with you guys. Love seeing those retweets and tagging a friend. That is such a blessing to me. I appreciate it. Thank you for the encouragement, the comments. I've been so blessed. And if nothing else comes from this show but you guys being blessed, it's totally worth it for me. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing with a friend. Really appreciate it. So Ferrari is just going through a transition right now with a new CEO, and they're laying out their plans for the 2018 to 2022. And Ferrari is a really interesting company, not just from a sports car perspective, but they're publicly traded. And it's interesting because they're a really high-end product that doesn't sell that many units. So just how that's going to interact over the years with a publicly traded company where investors are looking for a return is going to be really interesting. So there's a few comments that have gone around about Ferrari lately because of the transition and just their vision and what they're going to be and how investors are going to receive their new identity on the stock market is just really fascinating to me. So I wanted to go through that with you guys and talk about it a little bit and see what we can learn from it. First comment I want to talk about has to do with the CEO, and it's talking about the transition. It says that since the death of the iconic CEO, Sergio Marchionne, his successor, Luis Camarilli, has big shoes to fill. And I probably butchered those names. I'm so sorry about that. This is a great point for us to note, to think about, to apply to our lives. Is this CEO, if he is going to come in and try to fill the shoes of an amazing CEO that made Ferrari what it is today, if he's going to try to fill his shoes, he's going to fail. And why is that? Because he's getting off to the wrong foot, if you will. We are all individual people. We all have individual skills. God created us with individual unique talents. We have different visions. We have different dreams, and especially with the CEOs. CEOs are all different. They have different management styles. They have a different vision. They have a different philosophy. And if this new CEO was going to come in just trying to be like the old CEO, he's going to fail. He's not going to be at his best. You are at your best when you are yourself. You will not be your best when you're trying to be someone else. And that is important for us. We may never be at the CEO level, but you may be finding yourself in a position where you're promoted, replacing someone who is an amazing manager, amazing director, someone who led a division incredibly well that was loved by people. And you might be tempted to fall into the trap where you try to be them, to do things exactly like them. Now, it's important to learn from people, to take things that you like, and apply them to your style of leadership, of management, of just your personality, how you work. I'm not against that whatsoever, but you need to make it your own. And you need to improve upon that or personalize it to make it your own. Because you are put in that place for a reason. It wasn't by accident, and it wasn't to be exactly like the other person. Now, they may want you to continue the direction, continue the growth that the other person left, but that's a big difference than being exactly like the person you replaced. So don't fall into that temptation. If you are stepping into a role where you feel like you have big shoes to fill, don't get off on the wrong foot and try to be that person. You most likely will fail. Remember, you are at your best when you are being yourself, when you are being what God created you to be, when you are using your skills, when you're using your strengths that God gave you. If you try to do well what other people do in their strengths, you're not going to do well. So be confident in who God's made you. Be confident in the role you're stepping into and who put you there. All right, this next comment says, as a business, Ferrari is an interesting position. Like its cars at their best, it's running beautifully with strong sales and spectacular profit margins. But as with real Ferrari engines, it wouldn't take much to throw things out of tune. Ferraris are really finicky. They're finely tuned. So if one thing's wrong, it like throws off a whole chain reaction. Like we discussed before, publicly traded companies act differently than private companies. And a lot of these sports car companies are private. In Ferrari, it talks about how they have four separate groups of stakeholders, four people that are interested in the company doing well: customers, racing fans, collectors of Ferraris, and investors. All four are important to the success of the business in different ways, it says. Now, one is not like all the others. Investors don't care about Ferrari cars. They don't care about the Ferrari image per se. All that is important to the extent that they get a return on their investment. They could care less if the Ferrari maintains its brand, it remains its exotic, luxury, exclusive image, if there's no profits. If there's no profits, investors get mad. And here is the thing, out of all four of those interested stakeholders, investors always win because they're the ones with the money. And who owns the money holds the power, which is something really good to remember in contracts as well. You always want to write your contracts. You always want to be in a position with your vendors or with your customers where you are controlling the money. And the interesting thing about this is investors want to see growth. So there's going to be an interesting dynamic with Ferrari is what do you do? Do you maintain selling 10 to 12,000 cars a year? Or do you start branching out and changing your brand a little bit and making it more accessible at a lower price point so more people can buy your car? And like, so it's gonna be interesting to see what Ferrari does. Are they going to lower their price point, create a lower quality vehicle that more people can buy to satisfy investors? Are they gonna branch out to an SUV? There's been some rumors of that. They had this one ugly station wagon that apparently sold really well. What are they gonna do? It's gonna be really interesting to see how they keep up with the demand, not of the customers, but of the investors. The next point I got from just this story is every decision should consider the impact of your brand, like we were saying. And everything you do in a publicly facing needs to think about the brand. Like they could throw, just like what they were saying about how it finely tuned the engine is running, but one thing can throw it off. One thing can ruin the brand of a company. And how hard it is to get that strong brand that everyone knows. It takes one cheap car. I think of Mercedes with the CLA, or the whatever, it's like a super cheap Mercedes. I mean, that does not do anything for the luxury Mercedes brand, but they made a decision to bring out a car at that lower price point to increase sales. So it'll be interesting to see if Ferrari does a move like that. And the last thing I get from this story is there's a big push for them to come out with electric cars, the hybrid cars, the green cars. But that's not Ferrari. Ferrari's V12, V8 engines, highly tuned, high performance vehicles. They're not electric cars. They're not green cars. They're supercars. But we live in a culture where everyone wants to see a hybrid or electric car. Well, not everyone, but the liberals that like to ruin everything. Gosh, I mean, what happened to the stick shift? Anyways, it's a whole nother story. There's going to be pressures for you to change your brand, to change your image, to do things that isn't part of your success path, that isn't part of your plan, that isn't part of what makes your company successful. There's going to be pressure for that. And as a leader, you need to resist that. You need to fight against it. If it is not beneficial for your company, if it's not adding value to your customers, then you need to resist those political pressures, whatever they may be. Just in this case, because it's cars, the big push is going green, emission standards and all that stuff. But that's not Ferrari. Ferrari doesn't care about emission standards. Ferrari cares about elegance, they care about beauty, and they care about speed. So it'll be interesting to see if this new CEO will buckle under the pressure, come out with the hybrid, come out with the green car, the electric car, or will they maintain what has made Ferrari Ferrari? All right, so that's what's going on with Ferrari. I hope that was interesting. I hope you learned some things. Reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. Thanks for sharing the show with a friend. We'll talk to you next week. God bless.